AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The death toll from flooding in Texas has reached at least six after authorities found the body of an elderly woman who'd been swept away from her home in the Austin area. Travis County Emergency Management spokeswoman Lisa Block says one of the other victims is a man who was found after his vehicle got trapped in high water.
The 37-year-old male, and he was also washed out of the vehicle. He was in the vehicle with a couple of other people, and they made it to safety, but he did not.
Emergency officials in Harris County and the Houston area have advised trick-or-treaters to beware of flooded streets. Four people are dead, including a suspected gunman, after a shooting rampage in downtown Colorado Springs. A police spokeswoman says when the suspect opened fire on officers, they fired back. She says the crime scene covers several major downtown streets, which have been shut down while investigators try to figure out what happened. In the last week and a half, about two dozen people have gotten sick with E. coli after eating at Chipotle restaurants in Oregon and Washington State. AP correspondent Fung Lee reports that goes back to October 14th.
The Washington Department of Health says that the outbreak is linked to food served at the Chipotle restaurants, but they also say that the source of contamination hasn't been determined yet, and so they're investigating.
The company says 43 Chipotle sites have been closed in the two states. Russia and Egypt are working closely to work out why the passenger plane went down in Egypt, killing everyone on board. Here's the AP's Merritt Kennedy.
Egypt has launched an investigation of the incident, and officers from Russia's top investigative body are conducting searches and questioning employees at Metrojet's Moscow offices and the St. Petersburg tour agency that had contracted for the flight.
The plane crashed in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, killing 224 people on board. This is AP Radio News. An actor famous for his work on the iconic TV sitcom Happy Days has died.
Al Molinaro's affable face and easygoing manner made him popular with fans of two TV shows. He was a longtime proprietor of Arnold's, the eatery where the Happy Days gang gobbled burgers and hashed out their differences. He had the same role on the spin-off Joni Loves Chachi. Before that, he was Murray the Cop on the original Odd Couple sitcom. Molinaro also had a knack for business. He was a real estate investor before he even got into show business, and he and fellow Happy Days cast member Anson Williams opened a chain of diners together. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Hormel Foods is recalling 153 cases of reduced-fat, creamy Skippy brand peanut butter made at its Little Rock, Arkansas factory. It's because of the potential for metal shavings in the 16.3-ounce jars. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.